This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A year ago this week, Hurricane Sandy took out big chunks of coastal New Jersey and Long Island. The rebuilding is still going on, but in some of the towns that were hit, there is a twist. A lot of those homes were second homes, vacation places, that weren't fully insured. And that is causing big problems for local officials. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports from Ortley Beach. It's a couple hours' drive south of Manhattan on the Jersey Shore.
Johnny Fry's is one of the few places open for lunch here. It's packed with contractors, construction workers, and city workers.
Best burgers in town.
It's a reflection of what's going on outside. The town is desperately trying to rebuild. It's pretty slow going.
A year later, it still looks like Beirut at high noon in three-quarters of the neighborhoods in Ortley.
Louise Pesci lives in the next town over and drives through pretty often.
You know, houses are still broken down on their sides, or no house at all, and just a pile of mortar and sticks, and that's it.
The town has done a lot. It's replaced its boardwalk, it's brought in new sand for the beach, the Army Corps of Engineers is going to build protective dunes. There's a different detour every day as all the main roads are getting rebuilt, but there's one big problem.
As you can see here, there are now hundreds of homes that have just been abandoned. They were second homes. They don't have any insurance.
Tom Kelleher is the mayor of Toms River, which includes Ortley Beach. He says the damage to city property alone was $36 million, but for homes, it was much worse. He's driving through town, passing one vacant home after another. Out of 2,000 homes here, he estimates about 70% are second homes. And of them, hundreds still look like they did right after the storm.
People who live there full-time are now beginning to call us and say, look at this house next door. It's all overgrown. I see mice and stuff running under the deck. The town has done everything we can do, but we can't go on private property and rebuild homes for people. That's an individual's responsibility.
Kelleher wants people to move back and make his community what it once was, but so far, these homeowners haven't done that. He says if they don't deal with their property, the city's going to have to. It'll start taking houses down.
We're going to have to serve them with a violation notice. Eventually, that would permit us to say, okay, it's a violation, you didn't fix it, so we're going to demolish it and put a lien on a property.
Right now, I'm in front of a small, one-level, white house. There's a bunch of daisies growing in the front, a bit with quite a few weeds, and on the front door is an orange sticker. It says, unsafe structure notice. This building is declared unsafe for human occupancy. Clearly nobody is home. I caught up with the owner of that bungalow here in Manhattan.
When I go down the shore, my wife and I, we get very depressed. I mean, we spent every summer for the last 10 years down there with our grandchildren and with our kids.
Fausto Dorado is 69, retired, used to work at a body shop. He says right now he just can't afford to do anything with his vacation home in Ortley.
I got flood insurance and I have wind insurance. The wind insurance said they blame the flood insurance. The flood insurance, they blame the wind insurance. Meanwhile, I'm not getting anything.
If he continues to get nothing, the city will knock down his home and he'll get stuck with the demolition bill if he ever tries to sell the land. He says some of his neighbors didn't even have flood insurance. They couldn't afford it and lived far enough back they figured they didn't need it.
These are not McMansions in Ortley Beach.
Tony Tomorazzo is another Ortley homeowner.
They're small, sometimes, cottage-like homes that people have saved a lifetime to be able to invest in.
Her beach house was destroyed during the storm. She lives in Hoboken.
Second homeowners were not able to take advantage of almost none of the aid packages from FEMA or the state.
But that's not going to change anytime soon. And Mayor Kelleher says the municipality can't wait forever.
We don't want to start signing complaints against people who are in a bind or stepping on somebody when they're down. But it's getting to the point now where now we're going to have to take steps to fix it.
In this beach town, even 1 year later, Sandy is still not done wiping out homes. In Ortley Beach, New Jersey, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.